Jimmy Allen is ordered to take off with Miss Nadine Hammond as a passenger and participate in a simulated combat action, which is part of the moving picture in which he and Speed Robertson are working. The young pilot climbs steadily to 9,000 feet, and at a prearranged signal, five fighters dived on him as the cameramen flying in ships nearby registered the thrilling scene. The great English ace, Reginald Ramsay, is leading the attacking planes. Suddenly, one of the fighters pulls out of formation and dives straight for the ship in which Jimmy and the actress are flying. It comes dangerously close, and without warning, crashes into the tail of Jimmy's ship, throwing it out of control. Jimmy and Miss Hammond leap from the spinning ship and are safely carried to Earth with their parachutes. Certain that the renegade pilot Niels Ballou had deliberately collided with him, Jimmy returns to the field and, in the presence of Speed Robertson and Ramsay, accuses Ballou of deliberately ramming him. And so we find them, as Jimmy says,
"I meant every word of it, Ballou. You deliberately ran into my ship."
"Trying to cover up, eh, Allen? Well, if you'd handled your ship right, I wouldn't have hit you."
"I flew exactly according to orders. Speed Robertson here will vouch for that. He was in the camera ship right next to us."
Jimmy's right, Ballou. If you'd stayed in your proper position in the formation, this wouldn't have happened."
"Now listen, you two fellas, you're not going to tell me how to fly. I know what I'm doing in the air. Just because a young punk kid like Allen skids all over the place and gets in my way, you're not going to hang the blame on me."
"Ballou, you've had a lot more flying experience than I have, and you've done a lot of fighting in the air. I'll admit all that. But I know when a man deliberately runs into me."
"I'm going to tell you something, Allen. You do your flying job and I'll do mine. And you just keep out of my way, that's all. Just because you've had a few hours in the air is no reason for your thinking you're a red-hot pilot."
"Don't try to put the blame on a kid, Ballou. We all saw what happened. It was a poor piece of flying on your part. And it might have ended up in tragedy. What do you say about that, Reggie?"
"Ballou definitely failed to follow instructions. He had orders to stay in my formation. If he had followed those orders, there would have been no trouble."
"That's just exactly what I said."
"Oh, so you're going to side in with him, eh, Ramsay? Well, I'll tell you something, too. I didn't have any use for you RAF boys during the war, and nothing's happened to change my opinion since."
"What do you mean, Ballou? I don't understand you."
"Just exactly what I said. All you British are alike. You or anyone else on this field isn't going to tell me how to fly. You may as well make up your mind to that right now."
"Don't be a complete fool, Ballou. Ramsay has forgotten more about combat flying than you'll ever know. My memory hadn't failed me. He had about five times the kills during the war that you did."
"So what of it? He was on the front longer than I was."
"Gentlemen, what happened during the war has nothing to do with what occurred in the air a while ago. Ballou was at fault. He's responsible for the accident."
"Say, listen, you big limey. If you're looking for trouble, you came to the right guy."
"I hold myself ready, my good man."
"Now hold it, fellas, hold it. Now look here, Ballou. I'm going to put you right and I'm going to do it now. As long as you work in this picture, you're under my orders. You're going to do the flying the way I want it done."
"Robertson, you or nobody else will tell me how to fly."
"Oh, I won't, huh? All right, Ballou, get your ships and get off the field. Is that clear?"
"What do you mean?"
"I mean just this. Take your airplanes and your pilots and get out. Go on back to Pacific Studios. We don't want you around here."
"Say, who's running this show, Robertson? You or Milliken?"
"I'm running the flying end of the show. And every pilot on this field is going to follow orders or else. And that goes for you."
"I think Milliken will have something to say about that."
"Milliken has turned over the flying job to me, and you know it. Now, you either follow my orders or you get out. I'm not going to waste any time arguing with you."
"Robertson, you're getting kind of hard, aren't you?"
"I'm not going to argue with you at all, Ballou. You either fly under my orders or you get off the field. Now, make up your mind and make it up right now."
"Okay, maybe Stewart will have something to say about it. Here he comes now."
"All right, Mr. Stewart is director of the picture. He has nothing to do with the flying operations."
"Yeah, well, we'll see."
"I say, Mr. Robertson, what happened on that scene a while ago? I was worried for a moment."
"Well, sir, Ballou here didn't follow orders."
"What?"
"He pulled under the formation and you saw the result. He and Jimmy collided. The kid had to bail out with Miss Hammond. I don't mind saying we might have had a mighty serious accident."
"We can't have that. Mr. Allen did a splendid thing in saving Miss Hammond, but it broke up the show."
"Yeah, well, Allen got in my way. What does he know about dogfighting in the air?"
"Why, look here, Ballou. From what I've seen of your work,
Never mind, Jimmy, never mind. I'll do the talking. I'm serving notice right now, Mr. Stewart, that any pilot who disobeys my orders is fired."
"You're in charge of flying, Mr. Robertson. You know the scenes I want. It's up to you to produce them."
"Yeah, that's a trouble. We got too many bosses around here."
"Mr. Robertson is responsible for the flying."
"And we're going to settle this matter right now. There's a lot of flying to be done. I'm not going to waste any time arguing with any pilot as to how this show ought to run. Now, look here, Ballou. If you want to work in this picture, you're going to have to carry out my orders. If you don't want to do that, take your ships and get out.
That's the only way. Orders are orders. We should have one man in charge, not half a dozen.
Well, I'm going to tell you both something. I don't like this idea.
Now, look, the kind of flying we have to do requires air discipline. There's a lot of formation work. There's a lot of group stunting. Unless that kind of flying is properly planned and executed, we're bound to have a number of bad crashes. Now, come on, you were in the Army long enough to know that, Baloo.
Yeah, I know all about that, Robertson.
All right, what do you want to do then?
I'm willing to work with you boys, but I don't want to be blamed for anything.
Well, we don't want any more accidents like the one that happened a while ago. The way to prevent that is to follow orders. Is that clear?
Yeah, I understand.
What about it, Reggie?
Jolly good idea. It was a rotten show.
All right. All right, let's all remember that now. Shall we reshoot that scene, Mr. Stewart?
Impossible, Robertson. Miss Hammond's extremely nervous. She had a severe shock, you know. The doctor tells me she won't be able to fly for several days.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Well, what about shooting another scene?
By all means. We can't hold up the production any longer.
Well, we're all ready. You explain to me what you want. Hey, say, Baloo, get your pilots on the alert. We'll probably take off in a few minutes.
All right. I'll see the ships are ready to leave.
Ramsey will tell you what to do. All right, Mr. Stewart, shoot.
Now, the next sequence calls for an attack on a weather ship. One of the 38s should do for that. The hero is returning from an early mission and is attacked by a formation of German ships. A terrific air battle occurs with our hero making a fine stand against the five Luftwaffe planes.
All right, we can do that, all right.
Now, when it appears that the American ship, hopelessly outnumbered, is about to be shot down, a squadron of American fighters comes to the rescue, diving in on the Germans.
Yeah. Well, we'll need about all the ships we have for that.
A thrilling air battle now takes place, with the American and German ships milling around and casualties on both sides. A rat race, you boys call it. Now, this is a very spectacular scene, Robertson, and we must make the most of it.
Well, we can give you a real show, Mr. Stewart. How about that, Reggie?
I agree wholeheartedly. It should be topping.
The Americans finally drive off the Germans, after losing one plane and the Germans losing two. These ships catch fire in the air and fall to earth.
Well, we can handle that.
And, of course, the young American lieutenant returns safely to his own field.
Okay. All right. We'll be ready to shoot in 45 minutes. We'll rendezvous with the camera ship at, say, 12,000.
Right. I'll be there with the cameramen. And give me lots of action, Robertson. This scene is very important.
You'll be satisfied with it, Mr. Stewart. All right, now, boys, here's the dope. Jimmy, you fly the 38.
Okay.
I'll go along with you in the jump seat. That'll give me an opportunity to check on the entire action.
Oh, gee, that suits me fine.
All right, now, Ramsey, we want five 109s with you in command. You'll have to use Baloo's ships. I guess you better use him as deputy flight leader. But before you take off, see that he's thoroughly familiar with the scene. We want no more trouble.
I shall talk with him, Speed, but you know Baloo. He hates to take orders.
Well, he'll take them or else. We're not going to fool around with that bird anymore. All right, now, for the American ships, we'll use five P-51s. I'll have Cliff Banks lead that formation. Now, let's see, we're going to be short of pilots here. I guess I'll work it out somewhere or other. Now, Reggie, have two of your ships equipped with a smokescreen apparatus. In the latter stages of this fight, they'd better spin down with the smoke on, as if they've been shot down out of control on fire.
Very good, Speed. I shall be there as scheduled.
All right, Jim, you get the 38 started. And be sure those machine guns are loaded with blanks. I'm going to talk with Cliff Banks about handling the 51s.
Right. Oh, boy, this is going to be a good one, all right. Oh, but say, Speed, didn't you say that you might be short of pilots?
Yeah. I don't like the idea of Harry Phelps getting into this dogfight, but I guess we'll have to use him.
Do you think you might have trouble with him?
You know how he flies, Jim. I can't help that. We'll have to use him. I'll have him fly the last ship in formation. Now get in your ship and I'll be over there in a few minutes. We'll take off at exactly 8:10.
We're at about 12,000, Speed. Shall I give the signal?
Oh, wait a minute while I check everything. Well, there are the ME's way above us there, all set. The 51s are way over to the right.
The camera ships are all ready.
Well, looks like everything's okay, Jim. Give the signal.
Let them come. And now for a blazing dogfight.
Well, they caught the signal. Here comes Ramsey's 109s.
Boy, they're really coming, too. Hey, look at that dive.
Now, hold a steady course, Jim.
Watch it, Speed. Here they are.
Yeah, that's a pretty attack. All right, now throw her around, Jim, and give them some action.
This ship's too heavy to be maneuverable, but here goes.
What's the idea? Do some steep banks and climbing turns.
Wow! What was that?
The dogfight's on. That was one of the ME's. Here comes another one.
Boy, if those machine guns were loaded, we'd have had him.
Get
get set now. Here come the 51s.
Oh, gee, they're really coming, too.
And that last one, I guess, is Harry Phelps. He's out of formation already.
Now we'll have a dogfight. Boy, oh, boy.
Now take it easy, kid.
Again, Baloo has disobeyed orders, but this time his victim is Harry Phelps. Can Jimmy and Speed prevent the impending crash? Don't miss the next thrill-packed episode of The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen.